views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and I am hosting the Dr. Pat's show today. It is a great pleasure. Thank you, Dr. Pat, for inviting me. Dr. Pat and I have been working together. I have a radio show called The Truth is Funny, also on Transformation Talk Radio. And that radio show is on Wednesday mornings at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And I've been traveling around the world and meeting some very interesting people. And one of my guests today is someone I met 5 years ago, Mark Kettenbach. And Mark is a martial artist with 32 years experience. He's a UN method practitioner, NLP trainer, hypnosis coach, matrix transformation trainer, co-founder of Nice to Have and Boosting Intentions format. He is co-author of the book, Boosting Intentions. And Mark considers himself a new age shaman. His seminars and coaching sessions remind people of stand-up comedy. He likes the idea of having fun while learning, and Mark has a unique way of teaching people the idea of reality steering. So we've been working together, Mark and I, now for 5 years, and we are actually having a seminar coming up this coming weekend in Vancouver, and it's Energetic Upgrade. This one is, we do specific topics at our seminars, and this one is Relationship Rescue. So Mark is actually here in Canada with me now. He's from Germany. Mark, are you there?
Hi, Colette. Yes, I am here. Thank you very much for the introduction, and thank you to Dr. Pat to give us the space here.
Yeah. And as I said, Mark is in Canada here now, and we're thrilled because he is, as I said, the co-author of the book Boosting Intentions, and it's a program about how to boost intent so that people can steer their reality and get more of what they want. And so, Mark, I just want to mention that we would be happy to take callers if anyone has something that they would like for us to energetically connect with. We will be happy to shift the energy for you today. You can call in at 1-800-930-2819. So Mark, hi again. Would you like to just tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, what we're doing this weekend and what we've been doing?
Sure. I'm very glad to be back in Canada. I've been there a bunch of times in the past, and it's a beautiful country. I love it, and we have so much nice weather out here. We're preparing a lot, doing weird stuff, wild stuff for the seminar. Will be great. Relationship rescue, I bet everybody can kind of relate to that. It's not only about what people, the first, second, I would have thought is relationship rescue is all about, like, your relationship to your spouse, your loved ones, but it's way more. It's relationship to yourself. That's probably the most important out of all relationships is the one with yourself, that we all are like kind of connected to ourselves, are in peace with ourselves. And then comes all the other relationships. And we also have on Friday, I have the big opportunity, which I'm looking forward to, first time ever in an English speaking country, or the first time also in Canada, to introduce Boosting Intentions. The book is out quite a while on Kindle Amazon in English, and we'll explain people a very easy way how they can very boost up whatever they want to boost energetically. So boosting intention is like a big subwoofer where you have the ability to tune the sound up through the sky so really people can hear. So to speak, whatever intention you set or whatever energy work you did, you can strengthen and make it stronger with boosting intentions. So we'll show people there how to do it. And it's very easy to do, actually.
And so when you're talking about boosting intentions, what we mean by that is whether people are aware of it or not, you are steering your reality 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You are steering your reality. It's way better if you're aware of that fact and you're aware of the fact that you're doing it, because the results, you'll get results whether they're the ones you want, and you'll get results that you don't want.
That is so true. We could put it this way. A lot of people are conscious or unconscious competent in choosing what they don't want because they have fears, they have certain doubts about stuff, they took on beliefs from their parents, from other people, and they, according to that, they experience, of course, stuff in their life they might not even want. And then they blame others or the faith or whatever. But in reality, it is just pure them. They all pulled that into their lives, and we're going to show them how, and we all know that on some level, we're going to show them how to do it precise in a way so that they have, first of all, they're conscious about what they're doing and pulling into their lives. Then they can decide what they want. And then we'll show them how to boost it so they get it faster, so they have a, let's say, stronger and bigger energy transmitter in terms of that the law of attraction brings them the stuff in faster.
Cool. And, you know, just to share with the listeners here listening in today, I just wanted to mention again that we are taking calls, 1-800-930-2819. If you want to experience an energetic upgrade shift, feel free to call in. And Mark and I would be happy to shift some energy for you.
Yeah.
Mark and I met like 5 years ago, as I said, and you know, over the years, I've been very fortunate, very blessed to connect with many very powerful energy movers and from all around the world. And one of those, we have been working together, and we have had the Energetic Upgrade and Seminar last May. And we also, I have been working with this beautiful woman, Sharan Sirdhar from England, and she's an epigeneticist, which is really cool because she puts the scientific slant on this. And and so, and we will be also hosting a seminar in England, and she is
for all the people listening from the area of Birmingham. We'll be there with a free demo on the 3rd of October. October 3rd, we'll be in Birmingham with a free demonstration of what we do, but we're going to shift people, and all the stuff we do is hands off. So we don't even have to put our hands on the person to shift, and they can realize right there at the spot, most of the problems will be gone, even physical stuff. And on the 4th and the 5th of October, 4th and 5th, the day after, the weekend after, so to speak, we'll have a 2-day seminar in Birmingham as well, which I think are still some seats available. So if people want to show up, that's nice.
Yeah, and we actually have a special treat for people, a bonus to have Sharan explain very simply. She's very good at this, epigenetics, and how we can shift our DNA from a scientific point of view. And I love that, because so many times people think a lot of this is like woo-woo.
Why I always call my stuff we do voodoo, because then people thought it's funny because it's a little bit over the edge for most. But science is catching so much up, and Sharan really knows how to tell people the scientific approach behind that. And then they realize, oh my God, this is more than real.
Yeah. And we've been you know, when we're talking about energetic shifting, what we mean is that every single person on this planet actually has the ability to shift energy. And we do it all the time without maybe being totally aware of it, as I said. And, you know, when we're growing up, when we're younger, from the time about up to about age 6 or 7, a lot of our personality and our thoughts, the way we think, is formed by our parents and by our cultural experiences, our religious experiences, our educational experiences. That has a huge impact on us. And of course, we also have our unconscious mind, which is like more of our spiritual experiences. And then we have our conscious mind. And when those three become congruent and they work together, then we can be in a place where we have access to knowledge and ability that we weren't aware that we had. Most people operate 95% of the time on their subconscious mind, and so many times they will be operating on that and not even really be operating from their own heart space. This is Colette Marie Steffen. I'm filling in for Dr. Pat, and we're going to go for a quick break, and we'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the new mainstream in radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. See you there.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth color fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's Top Dentists. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.
Unconditional, unconditional.
Dr. Pat Show. This is Colette Marie Steffen from the Truth is Funny radio show. I'm hosting for Pat today, and I want to thank her once again for giving me this opportunity. My guest today is Mark Kettenbach. And Mark,
hi, everybody.
Yeah, there he is. And so, Mark, before we continue, I just wanted you to share your contact information. So if anyone wants to get in touch with you, that they have that ability.
Oh, sure. You go to the website, www.markkettenbach, KETTENBACH.com, or energeticupgrade.com. We'll catch Colette and me on that one. Or even for the upcoming event we'll have in Germany, which will be a free demo on the 24th of September and 26th until the 28th of September will be the Energetic Facelift Seminar, where it's all about beauty, skin, skin diseases, this kind of stuff. And if you had problems getting a child, we'll also energetically help you to become pregnant. And remember, it's no touching, no hands-on, right? It's hands-off stuff we do. So I'm going to say this too, right?
Otherwise, nice clarification.
So it's www.energeticfacelift.com in that case.
Yeah. No, thank good. You. And when Mark says that, I have a pretty good track record for being able to assist women who have had difficulty in becoming pregnant, and being able to get in touch with the energetic underlying reasons why they are not able to, and sometimes the physical reasons. And once those are corrected, I have a few twins out there and a few babies here and there that people who have attended demos and seminars are, you know, now they are mums. And so it's really cool. I love to see that. Mark, we have callers on the line. I just want to remind everybody that you can call in 1-800-930-2819. We are going to take our first caller from New York. It's Karen. So what's going on, Karen? What can we do for you today?
So I'm looking to improve the relationship I have with my daughter's teeth. I have a 7-year-old daughter who our experiences so far with the dentist, she has a lot of cavities. So they were pretty aggressive with, wanting me to fill these baby teeth. So I filled, I don't know how many, handful of them. We went 4 times. It wasn't too eventful. And then I just kind of got the feeling we didn't need to keep doing this anymore. There were probably 2 more baby teeth to fill. So she's got one, and I think it's one that was filled. That's in the upper molar side. And it, I think, there's a little abscess or something that shows up there. And it occasionally bothers her.
On her baby tooth, she has on the gum an abscess there?
Yes.
Yes. It's like between, okay. I think it's between 2 baby teeth because they're molars. I think they're both baby molars. Not certain of that. One is definitely a baby molar, the one that has the cavity and the filling. And then in between those teeth is this little bulge in the gum that has gotten bigger. I work with Colette in the past where it was big. And she was complaining of lots of pain, and it went away, you know, basically to this tiny little pinpoint. And then, you know, school has started. We've moved into a rental, and she started to complain of it the other day. And so here I am.
Okay, good.
Knowing
that
this stuff works so fast.
How much on a scale of 1 to 10 does this bother you?
An 8.
Okay.
Maybe
I like
even
to get a
9.
Baseline when I work with people so that we can see what's going on, how the energy is shifting. I just wanted to point out to everybody listening in that a mother is a very good surrogate to use when you're working with energy work. You don't need to talk to children. You can work through the parents very easily. Mark, what are you picking up around this little one's tooth?
Yeah, I would like to ask first, Karen, how about now if you connect again? Because I did some corrections. I want to know what happened.
Funny. My heart is racing, but it feels like a 7.
Yeah, okay, good, because I got it a 7. I was just clearing your perception and all this, that it, once it's your daughter, it's important to you. That's
yeah.
Also one of the upcoming weakness, but it's not the first one. The first one would be the gum and the mouth is a lot about also if we get triggered, if we lose ground, if we can't get a bite of something, right? It starts with the teeth or the gum going to have some problems. So she just started school, or she's a year in school? What was that?
She's in second grade, so she just started back after summer break.
She has
a new teacher.
So she has a brother or a sister?
She has both a brother, an older brother and an older sister.
So she go in the middle?
She's
the youngest.
Fit a great fit for you.
Can we get?
Okay, she's the youngest. So let's see. Yeah. Something with the brothers going on. Do those two have like arguments once in a while?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm getting the brother weak because
she
doesn't hold ground on with him, and that kind of starts manifesting in her like gums in her mouth, because that's the. She can't get the bite, like when an animal used to hunt, and some bigger animal takes his his meat or whatever away, then this is something that's triggered here biologically. So we're gonna release this from her, release it from her central nervous system, make her strong to that, fill the cavities.
True. Even this morning, she was fighting over her possessions with him.
She was fighting over possessions with him.
Okay, there we go.
Like a water bottle.
Losing ground, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So how about
losing
now?
It over. I'm 6 is what came to my head. Well, 5, 4 maybe.
Okay,
four.
There we go.
Good.
I was also picking up some energy about the collective influence of starting school. And, starting a new grade, being able to fit in, I'm getting that, the thought of this tooth falling out, it's kind of like for her, an empty space that's created there. And, also there's some anger, associated with the fact that the tooth that is bothering her is the one that you did fill. So let's make a strong to that energy.
She says, I want the filling to come out. So the tooth will come out and they'll stop bothering me.
Yeah. Okay. So we're going to strengthen you, whether the tooth stays there for the rest of her life, if it doesn't stay there, and we're going to clear all of your educational experiences of going to school in grade 2. This is your baby. And I'm feeling like, also you mentioned that you, are in a rental property right now. And so this little one is having like, there's a lot of change that happened right all at once. It was a lot of change for you, for the entire families coming up. We just want to strengthen that everybody's not going to go into overwhelm. You're going to break it down into smaller pieces so that you realize that when you take things and it seems like so much is happening all at once, this is true for many people on the planet right now, so much is happening at once that it seems too much to be able to and organize and to put into order. And so we just strengthen all of that for you. Working on that. What number are you at now?
0.
Okay, I get you're still at a 3. Mark, is there something that we we still need to shift here?
I'm getting energies between her, between you, Karen, and your husband. So the children are starting to take, like, you know, if I got it right, you kind of like not in your house right now. There's something under construction. There's some different opinions going on between you and your husband. Kids take this on, try to chew it and swallow it down, so to speak, to delete it, to take it in. So make them strong for carrying, not carrying your stuff. Make you strong to carry your own stuff and not having to put it on your children, which you're not doing, of course, on a conscious level. Then that brings triggers up of your, like you and your husband, individuals, parents and their problems you had with them and their parents had among each other, which meaning the stuff you carried for your parents and your husband did carry for his parents. We'll delete all that and just going down some more on the line. 7 generations I'm getting. So down to 0 and reset. And then we put some energetic needles here to heal, and yeah, there we go.
Okay,
so how about
Karen.
Now?
That's awesome. My mind jumped to, do you guys want to strengthen me to support your tour to come to New York sometime next year?
Absolutely. Yep. I love New York.
Do that. Well, I'll put that on automatic with every correction I do, that the people want to talk about it. That's how selfish I am.
Coming up this fall, I want to build a matrix so I can support you guys.
And it seems to work. It's good.
Thank you for calling in, Karen.
Thank you very much.
You guys,
and email me if someone wants to get in touch with me. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com, and you can also connect with me on all the social media, on Twitter and on Facebook. It's The Truth Is Funny with Colette. And if you connect with me there, you can also reach me at info@thetruthisfunny.com. And so just let us know, Karen, email me and let me know how her tooth is, once you see her again after school today.
Awesome. We'll do.
Feel free to email and just so, you know, we can see if her actual tooth is doing better.
Right. Yeah, it looks better. Awesome. Great. Thanks
okay.
so much, you guys.
Thank you very much.
Okay, so we have another caller on the line.
Okay,
and,
cool.
Whoops. Oh,
unfortunately,
we don't.
Ellie
we
dropped.
Lost the caller.
Yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
We're
okay.
going to break. I missed my cues here. This is Colette Marie Stephan, and we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back to make some more shift happen.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity. Clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
Hi, this is David Zarza.
And Philip Zarza, and we're the Sophisticated Guys.
And we're here with your tip of the week.
Want to begin to develop your own intuitive skills? It's easier than you might think. Make it a deliberate practice for yourself this month to trust your intuition.
For this week, or for a real challenge these next 28 days, make an effort to follow every single hunch you have. Heed every gut reaction, no matter what it is.
Journal for yourself about the intuitive experiences you have, and remember to highlight any validation about them after the fact. Soon, you'll become an intuitive powerhouse, able to make even better decisions in the moment.
And if you want to really build your skills, get my Psychic Gym Handbook or attend a Psychic Gym event. For more information or to schedule a session, visit davidzarza.com. That's David, ZARZA.com. Or call 206-920-9409. Once again, that's 206-920-9409.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if there was no right or wrong way to be a great parent? Join Access Consciousness Facilitator Glenna Rice as she and Dr. Pat invite you to be the questionable parents you truly are and empower you to know and give the awareness required to create ease and joy with your children. Join Dr. Pat and Glenna as they focus on parenting for the modern family. Tune in every month to the Dr. Pat Show on air and online at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I want to break promises.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We have big shoes to fill. My guest today, Mark Kettenbach, and I. Dr. Pat asked me to host this show for her, and it's a great pleasure to do that. Thank you, Pat.
And, yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah, we really appreciate the opportunity. And I worked with Dr. Pat a while back. I guess it's about a year and a half ago now. I connected with her, and she said, you know, would you like to do your own radio show? And I was like, oh, okay. It was a bit of a learning curve. I'm now feeling like it's more and more fun as I go, easier and easier, as you put things into practice. And my radio show is The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, also at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time. And I've got Mark Kettenbach
here. That's tomorrow, right?
Yes, tomorrow morning.
Cool.
Yes, and just so people know, if you would like to call in, Mark and I are here for you today. We are shifting energy for people. The phone number that you can call in is 1-800-930-2819. And I know we had Ellie on the line, and we lost you. If you want to call back in, feel free to. In the meantime, Mark, we were going to, just before we had Karen on, you were going to share a little bit of information about boosting, you know, something that people listening in can use to strengthen their intents.
Boosting intentions is all about intentions and bringing more energy into your intention so you get faster what you want. First of all, you might want to differentiate between an intention and a wish. Wishing always leads to more wishing. Why is that? Well, if you wish something, obviously you don't have it. That's why people wish. So the universe can only mirror back to you more incidents where you can wish. So, for example, if you wish a car, you might experience in your life that the bus runs away in front of your nose, you didn't catch it, or you get out of the grocery store and you put your stuff on your bike and it falls off because it can't grab so much stuff, and you can continue the wish for the car. So if you want something, you got to put it out there as an intention in present times and say, I have this, this, and this, or my universe takes care of that, I'm going to get boop, 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 boop. So for right now, my practical tip is, since we all are very, very good usually to attract stuff we don't want, right? So let's make something out of all the stuff we experience we don't like and make something great out of it. We call that paradox reacting, meaning you drop maybe a glass, boom, on the floor, and now you go, oh, shit, and you curse off, and you have to clean it now, and blah, blah, blah. But instead of all that, because once you get yourself in a state, what you don't like, and you're bad about it, you'll attract more stuff that second where you can brag about. So once the glass falls down, the best thing to do is hold on a second, deep breath, because that's where all the swear words come up. Let them out real quick, and then you go, great, because of that, this, this, and this will happen. You could say, because that glass broke, all my other glasses will always be nice and clean and safe. It doesn't have to do anything to do with that glass falling down, but since you are the reality creator in your reality, you just made an intention, and every time you see your glass from now on, you think about, oh, my glass stays clean and nice looking. Boom. So every time you think about it, you put more energy on top of that. That's not really boosting, but it's part of reality steering, which we always cover up once we talk about boosting intention. So every time something happens you don't like, make something up that you do like and put it on top of that. Because that vessel fell down, I never have to clean it. I didn't like it anyways because it was my grandma's grandma. And now, whoo, it's gone. I'm so glad. And because that vessel is gone, the house will stay clean and nice. Boom.
Okay, I love that. Like that.
And I can also hear my girlfriend, JJ, now in my back say, hey, you took that from my book. And it's true, I did.
All right. Well, we have Ellie back on the line here from Illinois.
Oh, great.
So, yeah. So we're going to connect with Ellie here. Ellie, what can we do for you today?
Hello.
What would you like for us to shift for you today?
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm still hearing someone speak. I didn't want to speak over him. It could be my it could be my speaker, which I tried to mute. One second.
Okay. So there was just a little bit of a technical thing happening here. And we're going to figure out what it is. She says she hears someone else talking.
Yeah, she's got the delay. She's hearing it on the off. So,
okay.
Ellie, are you back now, Ellie? Yeah. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah. I'm here.
All right. There we go. You can hear me
now. Now, what is it? You want to have changed?
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. And I'm sorry I dropped the line earlier. But anyway, I'm calling to see if you guys could help me with problems with maybe like taking on too much of other people's pressures and feelings and that, and trying taking them on as my own, which caused a lot of anxiety and fear inside of me, and I also have a great opportunity with my career and my husband to go to a great place, and it's a great cause, but yet I feel held back.
Well, let's take the fears, right? How much from a scale of 0 to 10, 10 meaning maximum fear, do you have that you take on other people's stuff?
Well, today, as of like right now, I'd say probably a 6, but at times it's like overwhelmingly 10.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting an 8, so let's take the 8. How about that, Colette?
Yeah, I was getting it's a little bit higher. I'm getting that's part of the issue for you is that you downplay your emotions or your feelings because you want to please the people around you. So we're just going to strengthen. If you think about your body and your soul and your spirit, and you put that into a triad, and you want that triad to be really strong. You don't want it to be tipping over that it's more physical, or that it's more spiritual, or that it's more your soul. So you want everything to be nice and even. You want to have just strengthening your external boundaries so that they're more flexible, so that any information coming in to you from outside of you, that you would be able to just allow that to go through you. And you could acknowledge it. You can feel it for a second. You can allow yourself to feel it. And you can even ask yourself the question in that moment when you feel like you're moving into a reaction, is this mine or is this someone else's? And just stop yourself and acknowledge and just allow yourself to feel with your heart, and then strengthen yourself to that just by not reacting to it so much, but giving yourself that time, like Mark was talking about with the glass that breaks, instead of just going into the explosion, just allowing yourself to go inward, take a deep breath, go inward and feel, what is this that I'm really feeling? So I'm going to strengthen that for you, and I'm going to turn it over to Mark now.
All right. Where are you at now? Ellie. If you feel, is it the same, different, or where would you?
I feel comfortable.
Okay. What number does that have?
I would say, I suppose a 5.
A 5? Good. Okay. So what I'm getting is, with your dad, some issues when you were growing up, that he'll not allow you to be like, you kind of like was a little bit on that side that he brought you to the point where you were not expressing your emotion that much, or if you expressed your emotion, you had the feeling it's not right of doing?
Yeah, I did not get a lot of positive feedback.
Okay, so now I'm going to take this energy away from you, and also the need for now having other people's emotion in order to be okay to react and act in this world as if it's not yours then, so you're okay to express it. This kind of stuff runs as a belief, and your subconscious will take this off, this belief, and scratch that, and make you strong to yourself, and not hiding away, but also not like, so that you're not the next day the one who just yells all the day. You don't want that either. So we want to balance you out, that you feel you are okay on both ends of the scale, make you strong to your true self. Also, weakness to your soul, high oversouls and highest existence will make both like the communication upwards and downwards towards you again. We're going to straighten that so that your higher self gives you a little bit more space Because see, this all we all narrow ourselves down to make this specific experience. Just a person I really admire told me that yesterday, and that makes so much sense. So that's, I'm going to give it on to you and make you strong on that. So how about now?
Thank you. I'm just taking it all in. I feel much more relaxed and calm. And
where are you number wise now?
One. Or I feel cool. Great.
Yeah, I got you at a one great. As well.
Yeah.
What are you picking up, Colette?
Yeah, I'm just getting, let's just strengthen you to the perception. I'm also, let's get you strong
memories,
to,
right?
Yeah, feeling your heart and just being okay, the calmness that's coming from your heart. And we're just going to strengthen that, you know, you are in the right place at the right time. And that you are, it's a gift to be here on this planet. We just strengthen you to all of that, how beautiful it really is. And also the
I
word focus is coming in. And so we will, the word focus is coming in. So we just strengthen your focus. And I'm getting that you're going down to zero now. It's just a matter of perception. So, yeah, and so this is Colette Marie Steffen, and I am filling in for Dr. Pat on the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back with my guest, Mark Kettenbach. We're just going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll make some more shift happen.
Bye-bye, Ellie.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
This is Lynn Brown from the show Winning at the Game of Life. Listen, it's time to enrich your money stories and open your path to all that you desire. We all have limiting beliefs which we accumulate from our life experiences, ancestors, and past lives. These beliefs block our ability to receive the unlimited flow of abundance that the universe is constantly offering to us. Why are we so emotionally caught up on the word money? It's only one of the many forms of abundance. I'm excited to uncover your unique stories and limiting beliefs around money and abundance, as well as give you tools to release them from your space. It's time to invest in yourself. You deserve everything you ever imagined and more. Call me to schedule a reading at 844-B-INTUIT or RUINTUIT.com.
Lynn was very accurate, and she was so clear in explaining everything to me. I highly recommend Lynn to all of you.
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Hi, this is Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to the Dr. Pat Show. I am filling in for Dr. Pat today, and I want to once again thank you, Dr. Pat. Big hug to you. Lots of love to you. I appreciate the opportunity. I have my fabulous energy moving guest on here today, Mark Kettenbach from Germany.
Hi, everybody.
Good
to meet you.
And we are just talking about our moving energy. And Mark, I just was going to get you to share your contact information with people one more time.
Sure. You just can type in my name, Mark with a C, Kettenbach, KETTENBACH.com, one word, or energeticupgrade.com. You find Colette and me, and you find links to our individual websites. Also, you'll find me on Facebook, of course, Mark Kettenbach Coaching, or Mark Kettenbach as the person.
Okay.
Whatever you want to connect to.
Okay. And so we were just talking about shifting energy, and we thought it would be kind of cool to get just sort of feel the energy for everybody that's listening in now or anybody that's listening in later. And we're
that's
just going
true,
to strengthen. Yeah,
and
well,
since we're
going to
do a relationship rescue seminar this week in Vancouver, there's two free demos tomorrow on Thursday, Vancouver Energetic Upgrade Seminar Tour. It is relationship rescue. And since it's about relationships, we're going to correct for everybody listens in a relationship issue. Right, Colette?
Yes, absolutely. And so, you know, right now, let's just get in touch with that. And we were explaining that, you know, in reality, your relationship, the most important relationship that you can have would be your relationship with yourself. And so, you know, when we are interacting with other people, what's happening is they're mirroring back to us what we are experiencing, and then we are mirroring that back to them. And so we want to strengthen that for everyone, that that there's an acknowledgement of that, that it's many times when we are interacting with other people, we feel that it's a one-sided way, or it's their fault, or it's our fault, and there's a lot of that happening, when in actual fact, energetically, it's a combination. So, Mark, what is the number one shift that you would like to do for people that are listening in right now?
As you said, I would like to have everybody think about themselves and see on a scale of 10, 10 is the most in this case, what they like themselves, and 0 would be they can't stand themselves. So everybody has now a number in his head between 0 and 10. We'll tune into the whole group. It is unfulfilled expectations, but it's not coming from them. Coming from their mother's lines, and their mothers got it from their husbands in order to make them happy. And this is projected on all the sons, and the daughters projected if they don't have a son, then the daughter is next in line. So we want to get rid of all these weaknesses and strengthen them to that and delete the past experience of that. So the past cannot communicate with the future anymore, so they don't pull the stuff anymore in there, and I'll make them neutral. And of course, we're going to, since some of them might not be familiar with energy shifting, we'll clear and strengthen their perception about that, and making challenges into possibilities, that key, spin it into our master key, so to speak. And yeah, how about now, Colette? What's yours?
Yeah, I was just picking up, you know, as you said, yesterday we had a very powerful experience with a gentleman who really big heart. and being in his energy was so beautiful. And what I really, really came to would like to share with everybody is that really people are not running away from their fear and the dark. They're actually running away from the light in themselves. So we want to strengthen that. It's kind of like most people operate at, you know, not at their infinite potential. The reason for this is there's many reasons, but the number one reason really is that we actually can only see about 4% of the electromagnetic spectrum of light. So that means that there's about 96% of what's out there. We miss it. And even the 4% that we're seeing, we're actually misinterpreting it a lot of the time.
And have so, only 10% in our conscious mind out of that.
Yeah.
The most, 10% out of 4%. That's what we call reality. And then we argue about it. That's kind of funny, isn't it?
And the other thing is, like, when you get in touch with that, we are actually, when we look around us, if you consider that we're only seeing that 4%, you know, we are actually quite comfortable operating at a level that is, you know, not, you know, maybe 4 or 5% of our actual potential, a lot of people, a lot of the time. And because most people are kind of there and that's where it is, it's very comfortable to be in that place because that's where most of humanity is. It's like, you fit in with other people, you go to your job, you go to your, do your thing every day.
It's and safe, you're in, so to speak.
Yeah, it's sort of like a safe zone, or it feels like a safe zone. And then when we move into this place where we really want to operate on a higher frequency, so to say, tune into a radio station that we prefer, we can get into a place where we have the opportunity to really move ourselves forward in powerful ways. And that's when people feel a lot more uncomfortable. So we just want to strengthen that for everybody, to allow yourself to feel discomfort when you're taking on tasks that are challenging to you. Challenges are just opportunities that are disguised as challenges. We want to strengthen that for everybody, to all the possibilities out there. And any discomfort that comes up when we get in touch with that part of ourself that is so beautiful, actually, we want to strengthen that for everyone. It's great to be unique. There is no one else on this planet like you. You are the only you. So enjoy it and live it to its fullest. And, you know, it's a weakness I'm getting of people shutting themselves to fit in with other people. And so we're just going to strengthen that, that we all could shine our own light and be very beautiful in that light, and that we would be in a comfortable place there and move forward from there. What else are you picking up, Mark?
Well, the other side of that coin is that we also need to not categorize people that much. And I can tell that myself as well. So I'm happy to be in that group that be corrected right now.
Absolutely.
It'll make you all strong, not to judging others, and let others to be that person they want to be, even if we cannot understand how anybody could handle a situation maybe the way the person just did, you've been observing or you saw. And let them the space to fit in, even though they're not fitting in the way they are, but they can still have their space there. And you don't have to fit in to be around, so to speak. So let's make everybody strong in that. Make everybody strong to be in the middle of things. So for those who are undecided yet, make them strong for a decision, and also strong for not needing a decision and always needing a decision, never needing a decision.
Yeah, so there's more choice, and I can feel that opening up, so we just strengthen that.
Cool. I think that's a good. So now everybody on the call who gave themselves a number, now check again and see how you like yourself. Like, what happened?
Yeah.
You go from a 2 to an 8, or from a 1 to a 10, or from a 7 to a 2. I said, I used to love myself. Now I don't. No. And you have a I'm bringing this up because I have the feeling that some people have a changed perception. So I'll make this strong, that sometimes it snaps off to a different direction. And we just have to, this misperception, to be strong again. and then they can feel the shift as well.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark, for being on the show.
Oh, I think reverse perception is the right word. I was
okay, reverse
thank perception. You. Well, thank you for having me, and thank you, Dr. Pat, for letting me.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Pat. And this is Colette Marie Steffen filling in for Dr. Pat. You can connect with me on the Truth is Funny radio show actually tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time every Wednesday morning. We make shift happen.
I'll be there too.
And thank you, Benny, for hosting us. And thank you, everyone who's listening in, and to the people who called in. Bye for now, and we'll connect again soon.
Put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and plead, singing. Come out of things unsaid. Shoot an apple off my head, and a trouble that can be.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the best in talk radio.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
The Women of Wisdom Fall Festival is right around the corner. Join them at the North Seattle Community College Conference Center, October 11th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., free admission. Festivities include a silent auction, healers, educational booths, delicious food, and a variety of vendors. Don't miss this fun-filled event. For more information, visit womenofwisdom.org. That's womenofwisdom.org. See you there.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome to Smile Big, nominee of Seattle's Top Dentist Awards. Here at Smile Big, we offer restorative, cosmetic, and preventative dentistry. Some of our regular dental services include tooth color fillings, crowns, bridges, implants, bleaching, cosmetic bonding, and complete smile restoration. Dr. James Rosenwald and Dr. Susan Aptener won't be smiling until you are smiling. Call now to schedule a visit with Seattle's top dentists. Our number is 425-454-4040. You can even visit our website at smilebig.com.